Hey, everybody, it's time to start Dishin' Days with our special guests, Vanessa Williams and Freddie Smith. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. I am your host, Tony Moore, and I am here with a gaggle of gals. Yes, yes, Freddie.
Sorry, guilty by association. Yeah.
Starting to my far, 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 far left, we have my wonderful, amazing, just smart co-host. Nope, that's me. Nope, that is you. Nope, that's me. We have
Mark J. Freeman.
And of course, one of our very special guests back with us again, we have
Freddie Smith.
But first time on Dishin' Days.
But first time on Dishin' Days. We did a spotlight on with you.
We just did an interview with you last
week.
Yes. Oh, okay. So this is your first time on Dishin'
Days.
The recap.
This platform.
Yes. And, of course, joining us is the very beautiful and talented Miss Vanessa Williams. So we have a house full today. So thank you guys for joining
us.
Thank
you. Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. And thank you guys for watching live. And also make sure you guys follow us on social media. We are Dishin' Days on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter at _Dishin' Days. All right. So let's talk about this week. How do we fit? Well, Mark.
I've already voiced some of my opinion on Twitter this week, so.
Well, we all
should
know.
Should I just save it?
Well, yes. We all know that a hope rant is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this week was
painful.
Well, it was okay. It was good. But we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
So it's now time to start Dishin' Days.
Okay.
And one of you can have, or both of you can have the honor of turning our hourglass here.
Oh, I love this prop. Fantastic, isn't that? Just brilliant.
And that's everyone that has been on the show at one point or another.
We'll get to sign our names.
Yeah.
All right, and of course, y'all, we will be taking your phone calls after our segment, so stay tuned. I know you guys are anxious and have a lot of questions, so we're going to zip right through this week so that we can give you the recap, and then we'll get to some good stuff with Freddie and Vanessa.
Yes.
We're excited.
All right, so let's kick things off with the murder heard around the Martin house, supposedly, if anyone can remember.
Right, exactly.
All right, so this week, first of all, everybody went under hypnosis. And I love that whenever anyone goes under hypnosis, Marlena comes in. I kind of want to be put under by Marlena.
Okay.
She seems so smooth and easy about it. She's like, okay, so what do you remember? And everyone's sitting there struggling and like they're like thinking and wondering. And she's so calm and cool. And then once it gets to a point, she's like, okay, you're going to wake up in three and remember everything. She should do that with drunk people.
Right?
Like right before you get drunk.
She could help me remember half of my life. The bartending years.
Yes.
I'll write a book about it.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. So the one person that's charged with minimal evidence, as Mark likes to remind me.
With DNA. Is DNA under... He got scratched. Or he scratched Deimos.
Yes.
So now that's guilty of...
Yes.
Exactly.
Evidence?
My point.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Yes.
Unintentional agreeing with me. I like that. it's just, you know, it's. I get it. It's a soap opera. Let's be dramatic about it. But it's like, come on. It's a scratch.
But I mean, it's the only thing that they have right now.
Right.
Yeah, there may be something more coming down the
right,
line.
Right, exactly. Yes. Well, something did end up happening.
Well, the more
just
coming,
this week.
The more coming down the pipe is Sonny remembering that he was standing over Deimos' body once he was dead. And this week we saw you like kind of go back and forth whether or not you should say something. And everyone told you no, just because you're not for sure whether you did it or not. And then Friday... He comes strolling in, saying...
Drop the bomb,
I think I killed Deimos, and everyone's mouths dropped, including mine, because there was a moment where I was like, girl, no, no. If I was there, I would have been that friend that would have yanked you back and said, no, girl, come here, let's talk about this.
Let's go have my mom's
So how... I mean, and we've seen a lot of transition with Sonny now. Sonny is now becoming... more powerful and more power hungry. How is that for you to play now, Freddie? Because normally you're just like nice.
Yeah, no, it's
nice
been
guy.
It's been really good because you know in real life you have repercussions for some of those actions.
Right.
So it's kind of nice that you can like let it out and have fun with it. And I think it's good for Sonny because he's always been the positive, understanding one. So it's nice to see this side of him. And,
yeah.
And it's fun to play. You can really stretch your instrument if you
yeah.
will.
Mm. I like Powerful Sonny.
Yeah, I do too.
Because the first thing he did was he got rid of all those 50 people who had something to do with demos at Titan. He was like, you 50, come into the office. Thank you very much for your services.
You're gone.
Have
you are
a
gone.
Good day. Yeah. And I love that he's also standing up to Brady, too. Like, listen,
yeah.
I got this. Like, mm-hmm. I can take care of it. You don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, and it was good to also see the praise that Justin gave him as well for like running it. So,
yeah. It was really good. I like that side of Sonny. He's always had to him. He just needed the opportunity.
Yeah.
Right. He's expressing his alpha.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly.
Until he walked into Salem PD and told them folks that he'd killed Deimos.
Everything I worked for is now gone.
Gone.
So clearly you weren't listening to Paul when he told you not to.
Yes.
Of course not.
Right.
I mean, why?
Relationship.
There's a. Who listens to their significant other anyway?
We just get that point of view so we know what not to say. Oh, I'm
exactly.
Say that.
Exactly.
That's what
exactly.
I'm saying.
No,
I'm not going to say that.
Oh, no. I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that at all. So, with the murder comes Lonnie and Eli, your son.
Yes, my beautiful son.
They were actually cleared of the murder because they were trapped, apparently, in a garage. Where a lady with a dog named Noodle came and rescued
them.
Oh,
yes, Noodle.
Yes.
Forgot about that.
So
I blocked some things out.
Pizza rolls moment?
Pizza rolls moment.
Yeah.
For sure.
And speaking of Eli, you know, we had Lamone here last week.
Okay.
And he absolutely adores you and enjoys working with you.
It's so fantastic.
And up until this point, like, you and Eli have finally, like, reconnected and gotten that mother-son bond together.
Yeah. And it was kind of a big secret to hold on to. And, you know, it was so interesting because I was like, who does this? Who doesn't tell their people, you know, once they're grown-ups and everything?
Yeah.
But, you know, people really do.
Yeah.
You know, they really do sort of like, it's just too much. They've built their lives on these, retaining some of these facts.
Yeah.
And they just, it's just too heavy. Yeah. And they're well-meaning, and it's just like too much to just sort of undo that apple cart. But it gets, you know, like my grandmother says, it always comes out in the wash.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have to say, the one thing that kind of bothered me was the fact that Julie and Valerie are friends now. Because I kind of liked...
That was going to be cute, right?
I kind of liked that if it... I was hoping it would stay that way longer.
Because
I feel like once they're friends again, I'm like, now I'm bored.
I know. I mean,
I just liked that there was some kind of conflict with it. I mean, there's still... She still has the thing with Gabby, which I'm still hoping that Gabby and Eli will end up together. So then it'll maybe stay a little bit there, but...
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
but Julie...
But I still
really
like that they were... Yeah. They kind of knocked heads.
Yeah, because Julie was not having it. In the beginning.
I was like, she had a lot of to do with, you know, the relationship with David and all
that's
of that.
Very true.
And so, you know, she wasn't without her own, you know, part in it.
The show is educational, huh? I'm learning a lot. What else goes on?
Well, it was funny too, because I was thinking this week, I was like, I want to Google, how often do police use hypnosis? Like, I feel like it's something that Days goes to a lot. And I get it. We want to use Marlene in the scene. I get it.
Yes.
But then it makes me go, I wonder how often that really happens. And then I'm Googling these things that I never...
Maybe some of the fan base can answer that.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody, oh, they probably can.
Will.
They probably can.
Yeah.
They're usually pretty good at it.
Find that out for us.
Oh, and then Chad and Abigail also.
Yeah, everybody kind of started getting bits and pieces. Nothing substantial.
So,
stuff we all knew.
To answer the question of last week, which this scene was so funny to me, they showed it again this week when Chad heard someone running past the door, opens the door and goes, Deimos is running down the hall. And then Abigail's like, what should we do? And Chad's like, I don't know, get him. So apparently they did go get him. But then it comes to a point where neither one remembers if they actually saw him or not. So Deimos was still running around the house giving his Colonel Sanders realness throughout the whole...
I have a question, but I don't know...
Not, Freddie, did he not look like Colonel Sanders during that whole thing?
You can say it. We discussed it last week.
Yeah, we sure did.
I mean, maybe... I mean, a little maybe. I don't
know. Oh,
no, come on. Come on. That beard, that hair...
It was a good disguise. It was fun to at least rip it off of him.
Yeah.
We were hoping that...
I was hoping somebody would say it on the show.
That... Well, not only say it, but... We missed
an opportunity.
They yeah. complete because oh. yeah, I feel like when it's that obvious, exactly, yes. Then and then everyone can laugh together. Right, otherwise, right. people are watching and going, "Why is nobody calling Colonel Sanders?"
The emperor has no clothes
like,
on.
Like, can I get a six piece?
Can I get a 2-piece and a biscuit and a side, please?
Potato salad with that.
Yes. And that's it with Deimos' murder. Like everyone is now, we have maybe two.
Well, we kind of found out, I think Lamone might have let this slip last week, that this is going to go on for a while. Because he kind of mentioned that he just found out who did it. So.
No, not, when, I think everyone misinterpreted that. Like, he himself, Lamone, had just found out who did it. Not he, as Eli, found out.
Got it.
It's okay. Sometimes we have to go back in.
Separation of church and state.
Yeah, right. Got it. Got it.
Is it Mimi or is it Valerie?
Clean. Right.
So yeah. So that's his murder. Pretty much. It's still a
because it was mostly a reenactment of what happened the week before. Yeah. But then they were all just remembering.
Yes. So. And then speaking of last week, because we got a chance to talk to Lamone about how it was playing in a drunken, hallucinating state on the Halo 2.0. How was it for you, Freddie? Because, well, for an episode and a half, you just kept saying, "Where's Paul? Has anyone seen Paul? Where's Paul?" And I was like, "Honey, if somebody don't go find Paul for this man,
shake him."
No, it was fun to play. It's just like one of those, you know, in the whole "Where's Paul?" It's like, you ever have those friends that get like hammered and they just repeat, like, "Let's get Burger King." Let's
yes,
get Burger King.
Yeah.
It's just that childlike, like, that's all they want, but yeah. they have no ambition to go do it.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. So it was just kind of, oh, it was fun just to like,
just to
play drunk and.
And yeah. everyone has such a different take on it as well. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone had their little nuances that they did. So not everyone played it the same way, which is good because,
yeah.
you know, not that I would know, being the Christian woman that I am.
Right.
You know, I would know how...
Doesn't
you,
do it on television.
You. Praise That's Jesus. Praise Jesus. But everyone had their own little effect. And, of course, with any drug or alcohol, you mm-hmm. know, everyone is affected differently. So.
Right.
For some reason, I wish they had background actors in there as well to kind of dupe it up.
Stop.
If I was in that scene, I would have said, "Where's Maxine?" Okay. That would have been my line, you know, to try to like slide in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah. Okay. Anywho,
that's funny.
So that's Deimos' murder. Now let's get on to this Chad, Abigail, Gabby, Dario business. I'll let you take it away since you're such a big Joey fan.
Oh, you know, he's okay. So Gabby and Dario tie the knot. As we know, or not Gabby, Abby and Dario tie the knot.
That's
Gabby.
Another story.
That's a thinking. Whole different days of our lives, ladies and gentlemen. Because Dario's convincing Abigail that he needs this marriage to stay in the country, blah, blah, blah.
Which no one is believing.
And in typical Soap Opera fashion, Chad walks in on it, and then so does Gabby. And I loved the, "Hey, take picture." And you see Gabby in the background like,
I literally
was laughing out loud. I was like, "Oh, that's funny."
Yeah.
I probably laugh at things I shouldn't be laughing at, but they are hysterical to me.
Yeah.
So that actually ends up happening, and she has to tell JJ and Jennifer that she's married now. I was quick. It was sudden.
It was quick, but it was also a little awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Because Abe was there to actually facilitate mm-hmm. the marriage.
The wedding.
Mm-hmm. And he was even hesitant about him because he said he wouldn't do it unless he talked to Jennifer. And, you know, he couldn't get a hold of her because, I don't know, she's too busy dealing with JJ and the possible fact that he
Jennifer gave him approval. Jennifer said he could do it.
that must have been my pizza roll moment.
That had to have been your pizza roll.
He did. Speaking of pizza rolls, next time there'll be fruit and something.
Yeah, I'll do a fruit plate. You know, the edible arrangement.
We'll do an edible arrangement. I'm really trying to get off wheat.
And here we are, like, with the pizza rolls in front of them. They're hard to resist.
She had to walk through our wheat farm to get in here. Yeah.
Carrots and celery would be noisy,
all
though.
All the discipline that I
it's
can.
It's fine. Yeah.
No, we'll go with grapes or cucumber.
Yeah,
cucumber's
good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Those could be
hummus,
good.
Hummus, little hummus. I'll have a little setup when we come next time. Yeah. Now, see how you roll. Or
that's
I'll just
right.
drop it off at the door. Yeah.
It would be like, this episode is catered by Vanessa Williams. that little wedding happened. I feel like everyone should have just walked in. Sunny should have walked in. Jennifer should have walked in. Everyone should have just randomly came to Club TBD. Valerie could have walked in, you know, to be there to
with
be,
Abe. Because she could have been there with Abe.
Held the Bible for Abe.
Yeah, exactly.
But the wedding happened. It was a tish awkward just because, like, there was this weird energy with Chad being there, and then it felt like...
You think?
Yeah. It's like she just wanted to go through it because, like, he was there. Because there was that moment where I felt like she kind of saw him, and he was like, okay, yeah, we'll do it, by all means. Yeah. She was like, fine, I will. Yeah.
I have to say his... The latitude he was given was quite great.
Well,
like just the looks he was giving her.
Is there anything for Billy Flynn?
I mean,
that...
really, he can't do wrong in my book.
Has he been here?
Oh,
a couple times.
That's
just
been lovely
for Mark.
Yeah,
but he also does have a restraining order on me. But
whatever.
So
Gina loves me now.
Yes. So, well. Freddie, I'll ask you, because we've had many discussions about whether it should be Chad and Abigail or Chad and Gabby. If Sunny could pull Chad aside and say, I think you should go for
Abby.
Who do you think Chad should go for?
Abby.
That's a tough
hearing
one.
Hearing Abby in my head somewhere. Where's that coming from?
Mark, just choose Mark. Go gay.
You know what? I think I'd have to go with Abby. Just from what he feels about her. I really think that that's the one he really truly loves. Mm-hmm. Even though Gabby is like one of my best friends and we share a daughter,
lovely.
Right? Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think he's ultimately in love with Abigail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sonny's no stranger to little triangles either,
right?
With Paul and Will.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there was one point we were all kind of rooting for Paul, and then we were like, oh, wait, but Will.
Yeah.
Then there's Will.
It gets so complicated.
Yeah.
It gives me hot flashes.
That's why we keep watching.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly, so we can figure it out.
I can't believe, too, it's been, like, Paul and I have been together for a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, remember, everyone's like, oh, Will Paulson, and then mm-hmm. Paulson became, like...
Mm-hmm.
A thing.
A power couple, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's really, yeah, really interesting.
Well, yes, but on that island, though, and I think we talked about this, there was a pan of, like, how everyone's sleeping arrangements were.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you had Chad and Gabby, like, all cuddled up, and then it panned to Paul and Sonny, and y'all were just like, I was like, now, wait a minute.
The gays would be the worst.
Yeah, the games will be the complete worst. They'll be all like, oh.
Can you guys go around the corner there for us, Ryan?
Actually, they would have said, you know what? We're going to set up just around here. If anyone needs
we can
us,
do our
just,
thing.
Just yeah. let us know.
You know, not everyone is wild like that. Some people are very tame.
That's very true.
And it's true.
And I'm one of those people.
Oh,
Mark on the other.
Oh.
Right.
Okay, I won't deny that.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. It's okay, Freddie. Before you leave today, Mark and I are going to give you some gay lingo to kind of weave into the script with you and Paul.
Yeah.
We've already talked about it on the show a little bit.
I thought you were going to go, we were going to go cuddle somewhere. But that's good.
Listen, you're like, whew, thank God.
Now, I know all about method acting.
I was going to say, he's not a method actor.
And Freddie, if you would like to know what it's like to cuddle with someone, because I'm almost Christopher Sean's stature. I'm not as big, but you know, you can get a sense. Yeah, we can method act. It's for acting purposes only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily try this at home.
And can I get a show of hands of who's not believing this BS? right here.
Oh my gosh, that now that means I feel like I've just added another last name.
Yep, Kyler's going to be upset with you now.
Well, he's already.
Yeah, he's already upset. There's a tiff in the works.
I gave Kyler one compliment on one show, and all of a sudden...
He's hyphenating. Tony Moore Pettis.
I'm now Tony Moore Pettis. There's
Moore Pettis, get it? Moore Pettis.
He wants more Pettis. There's Mark Freeman Flynn.
Yes, I did hyphenate. I get it.
Our other co-host is Matthew Evan Payne Vaughn, because he's a huge Greg Vaughn fan. Oh, mm-hmm. I was the only person that was still just Tony Moore until that one comment. And then all of a sudden, you're a Pettis.
Now he's Tony Moore Pettis Archie.
Well, he is a cutie pie. And we had such good work together. Limon. Yeah, Limon is yummy too.
I am still a free agent.
Archie.
Yeah.
I remember when I interviewed him at the Daytime Emmys and I said, is it Archie? Am I saying that right? Because, you know, because they just show you the piece of paper, and I was like, Archie? He's like, yeah. He goes, but how do you say the first name? And I said, Lamon. He said, no, Lamon. I was like, oh, my God, I'm glad you said that to me, because I would have said your first name, thinking I knew the first name, and the second name I was going to get wrong.
Totally butchered it. All right, so, and that was that with Chad, Abigail, and Dario.
Yep.
They're married, and, you know, we all see
for now.
That. For now. And we all see that Chad still has some feelings for Abigail. And
even as he stands there with Gabby.
Let the triangle begin. Moving on to Tripp and Kayla.
Yep.
So Tripp is finally, I know.
I was like, that was a sigh.
I know. Well, it's just because, you know, like I said last week, I wasn't fully on board with Tripp trying to sabotage Kayla, because I feel like he's gotten his information secondhand from Jade.
Right.
And so Jade is kind of manipulating this situation a little bit by lying to him and saying, oh, Kayla's the one that killed your mom. And it's like, no, girl. And in fact, you know who really killed his mom, but you hate Kayla so much that you're trying to get
back
at her. But
he's at least questioning it now,
because
I think he's getting to know Kayla and he's starting to see, I don't see how she could do this. Like, I think he's generally concerned that he's doing the wrong thing, because there was even a phone call to Jade where he says
he thinks he should
questioning it. He's worried he might kill somebody, which thank God somebody said that, because I was like, well, isn't messing with medication like not a good thing to do?
Doses and things like that.
Yeah.
Like,
so at least that conversation was had. I like when I think things and then it is said. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting in my bed eating pizza rolls going, girl, you're going to kill somebody.
Colonel Sanders.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So we're one for two.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
But Kayla actually got brought in by Seth, who... Seth is like the head of the hospital.
Oh, I was like, who's Seth?
Yeah. And
so that much I watch it every day.
Every day. And even sometimes we're like,
who? They'll be in the chat room, they're like, what about so-and-so? And I'm like, who?
Who's that?
And I was like,
what happened?
I was drinking. I don't know when I was watching. I don't know.
But he also was caught up with like, some of the mistakes that Kayla has been making. And luckily, when they did the autopsy of the patient that had just passed away, there was no implication of any wrongdoing.
That medication.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it was just, you know...
Straight death.
It was exactly what she had said. It was 10 milligrams of some medical term that I have no idea what it is, so I'm going to leave it there.
We learn them as we go as well.
I'm sure you've had to learn...
Oh, my goodness. When I first came on, there was, like, a whole stat kind of emergency situation.
Yeah, that's right.
And you kind of want to be able to look professional when you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, learning the words is the first.
Because those are some... Those are some words.
Yes, really.
See, here's another question that came up for me that maybe there's a nurse in our chat room that would be able to answer this, because this was my thought when the whole thing happened with Tripp, when he went in and stopped the nurse from giving the 25 milligrams instead of 2.5 milligrams.
Right.
Like, isn't it a nurse's job to question it? Like, shouldn't she go, girl, that looks like a lot. Like,
you
know.
Like, and she's like, well, no, that's what it says. I got to do what it says. I'm like, I don't know if that's a rule.
No.
Like, I think that's a made-up rule for Days of Our Lives. So,
but
if there's a nurse in the chat room, let me know.
See,
if I'm on the right path.
Nurse Jackie would have definitely had that.
See, I took it as like, you know, you always have that work, that one person on the job that's like, okay, that's what it says, and if it comes back to bite me in the ass, I can be like, look, that's what it said right here, so that's what I need.
I got the form.
But see, right, then I need a scene prior to that of that nurse doing that with something else, so that when she does it again, I'm like, oh, well, she's that kind of girl.
But see, Mark, that's already in your head. Right. You know, you really don't need that scene, right, because it's okay, already living there. So okay, these are sort of the shortcuts. We're just such an imagery and movie kind of audience now. Right. They don't need to put that in there, but you've already got that in your head.
Okay.
Going. See, I feel like if Sonny was over the hospital, that nurse would have been gone too. So it would have been 51 people fired. That would have been let go.
Yeah. You can't make mistakes like that. Zero tolerance.
Or following something so rigidly that you don't question, oh, this is enough, you know, Mercuricone to kill a person.
It's like 25 milligrams for this one person?
Yay! I thought we was treating this foot. You
know.
Oh, that was Hope, too.
Did you hear Mercuricone? Yes. I mean, does anybody know what that
is? I do! I was going to say it. I was like, I think we're probably the only two that know what that is.
Yeah. That's like from my youth.
Me too.
I didn't know, but the fact that you said it, I just believed it. I was like, she knows what she's talking about.
We used it.
I was like, it sounds like a medical term, so I'm just going to go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used by Dr. Moms.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Was it orange?
Oh, my God. This is my brother right here. Yeah. I need to switch seats.
Well, I remember it. That's so true.
It was so strange.
That was the way, because when you said, I went, did she just say Mercurio?
Well, that's the term that came up.
Everybody Google that at home.
Wait, for me and Freddie, because Freddie and I are like,
it's like an antibiotic that you put on, like cuts and stuff, like to keep it from getting infected.
Getting infected, but it was orange. Oh, it had like this dye in it. Yeah. And you painted it over. It was just like a word that you learned when you're like 5 years old, 7 years old. Get the Mercuricone.
We always had the pink stuff.
There's probably a commercial on YouTube.
Yeah. That's the calamine lotion.
Yeah.
That's calamine lotion. Isn't that same family? Yeah. That same emergency kit together.
That and rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol. Yeah.
You either had some dirt on it.
Some dirt on it. You had one or two rubbing alcohol. You had the green or the clear.
Right.
I felt like both of them did the same thing, but when you slightly grow up in Alabama, you understand that there's just some...
Sometimes it's got to be green.
There's just some real country, like, home remedies that you just don't understand. You just do. Yeah. Like, if you're sick, a teaspoon of vinegar,
this is a big aside, but did you ever have, like, onions in your sock to bring the fever down?
No, we never did that.
I heard about it. Yeah, I never done it.
Mark is my
brother.
And it works. Freddie's really
like,
works.
In our, you know, oh, we just, God.
It draws
we did
the
diamond
heat
tap.
Out. It draws the fever out.
And comment on this. My husband's a flight attendant. He went to Japan and he got they actually sell in Japan little, it's not, well, maybe it is onions. I don't know what's in it. But they sell these little packs that stick to the bottom of your feet when you sleep. And it's supposed to draw out toxins and stuff. So we've been doing those. Clearly it's not working. I'm drawing 24/7, so I don't know. It's not working. It's not pulling enough out.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Less of these, maybe.
Right. I know, right?
And that's pretty much it with Tripp and Kayla. Tripp is questioning whether or not he should continue on with this.
Right.
Kayla was cleared, but a watchful eye is being kept on her. But one thing that Patch said, because he was like, I'm going to prove to you that Kayla didn't do this, I started thinking, like, if he goes to the tapes, he's going to see that Tripp is the one that was, like, changing stuff. Because I'm pretty sure at some point somebody has to say, well, let's take a look at surveillance to see, like, what's been going on. I mean, it's a hospital. There has to be cameras in the hospital.
Right, sometimes they're not working.
For purposes of our show.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And they explain it when it's not working.
Okay, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, well, those were our top storylines. Let's get into some tidbits, and we're going to zip right through these because we want to talk as much as we can with Freddie and Vanessa.
We can just skip that one.
Well, we have to talk about this.
No, we can just skip it.
Rafe and Hope.
We can skip it.
Go ahead, Mark, because you mentioned...
Read my Twitter.
You mentioned on Twitter you had a big rant about...
Well, I'm just tired of Hope being shoved down my throat 24/7. And it's like literally spent an entire episode trying to propose that was completely idiotic. And then there wasn't an answer. Then it was like, well, because I wasn't half paying attention, I thought she said no.
But she actually said nothing.
But she said nothing. And then we spent another episode with her having to go around and talk to 25 other people for them to say, you should do this. Like, literally took 2 days.
Just to be sure, anything other than yes is a no for a dude. Right. I remember saying not yet and learning, oh my God, his heart was broken because... Right. I didn't say yes. Anything other than yes is heartbreaking.
But I feel like, you know, someone who has not reached that point in a relationship as of yet, but I feel like you know when
to ask.
Yeah, when it's, okay, I think we can lock this down. Like, you know what I mean?
They're pregnant.
You are so
can be before
old school,
that.
Yeah.
Like, that's so old school.
Like, I feel like...
But yes, that would be kind
it's
of...
It's an option.
Yeah, you would know, like... I mean,
I would know.
Freddie, wouldn't you agree? Like, I would know when when to
ask the discussion, I mean, it depends on, I'm sure, every individual relationship, but even with mine personally, I mean, like, we've talked about it. So, like, when the time's right, I know that we both are on the same page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Sometimes people get the no and not yet.
And we've seen those fails on YouTube. I watched a whole slew of them one night because I was in my feelings one night. And so I was on YouTube.
That was what you were
and
watching.
I was going through and watching all of those.
Record when they say no.
Yeah, when they say no. Well, there was a transition because I was watching Happy Proposals. And then there was that one failed one. Yeah, and I was like, I detoured into the failed one. And I was like, oh my goodness, how you don't know? Because if someone asked...
Well, not yet, it's better than no.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Right, because,
yours wasn't a no.
It wasn't a no, and it wasn't even, I'm going to say no, but I just felt like we had some other stuff we had to cover before I got to my yes.
Was it private?
What do you mean?
Like, was it a private
just
moment
and
or
I,
in front
yeah,
of people?
Yeah, it was a private moment. It was definitely a private moment. If it was in front of people, I think I would have just said yes, just because that's what you do.
Well, that's also how he goes into it, though. Like, if it was on a bigger scale, it would be more hurtful.
Devastating.
If it was, you know...
In a public
forum. But privately, I think that's super fair because that's just an intimate setting. But if he was on, like, the big screen or Facebook Live nowadays...
Trust
me.
Right.
That's a tough position.
This one lady had no qualms about saying no in front of that Jumbotron. She was like, no. And everyone was like... Like no
we
one knew what to do.
What happens
right,
next.
Right. So with Rafe and Hope, Rafe went all over town trying to get everybody's permission in order to to propose to Hope, and then Hope didn't say anything. But we were confused at one point because it was a no. And then later on in the episode, she asked him to marry, and then they said yes. So anyway, Rafe and Hope are now engaged.
Right. See how we did that, Days?
Yeah.
Wrap that up. 5 minutes.
But the folks want it to linger.
I don't. But see, that's the thing. I don't think that they do.
Oh, okay.
According to my Twitter, everyone was in agreement with me. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we'll
just
take that message
putting that
back
out there.
To the
right.
They don't really listen to what we have.
No. Speaking of
there would be a lot of different things going on.
Yes. like Sonny and Paul will have another fabulous gay best friend to wander Salem with.
There you go.
I mean, I'm just putting that out there.
Okay,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean,
I'm
going to
see what I can do around that, too.
I appreciate that. Yes. I appreciate that. Yes. Listen, Sonny and Paul can't be the only two gays floating around
right?
Salem. You know what I mean? There has to be some, like, little underground club.
Some gay podcasters.
Yeah, that are wandering around. Or, like, some, like club that has a drag show featuring Lorraine Love.
What? Who's that queen?
My goodness.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we're just throwing ideas out there.
I think Valerie should go to want to spark up something interesting on a date with Abe and take him to a drag club.
And we can be there to do it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm really loving
I got to fit
idea.
Back into my girl clothes then.
Yeah. Or just get bigger girl
that's
clothes.
That's a whole...
Honey.
Yeah,
there
we go. They stretch.
Feelings,
girl,
honey.
We'll start going to Runny Canyon
day. When people find out I do drag, they say, well, what size do you are? I'm like, well, if it stretches, I can wear it, too. You don't want to see me in it, but I can wear it.
Stretch material is a
just
girl's
depends.
Best friend.
Depends if it stretches. Yeah.
God. All right, more of that later.
Yeah. So then we have Theo and Claire. There's tension between them because they just recently broke up. Theo thinks it's kind of best for him to move out of the loft so that way, you know, the tension isn't there with him and Claire. I did like the moment that where they just kind of talked about how
I was going to say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Wow, we agree.
Yeah.
You
need that moment post breakup. Like, you know, I really felt like this, but, you know, maybe it's not.
I thought it was a really cute, sweet moment between them.
Yeah.
I really did.
And mature, yeah. Since and very such mature. A young couple.
See, there are things I like, people.
Yeah.
Besides Chad.
But I mean, right.
Well, duh.
But I've, I
do no wrong.
I've always liked the...
And my gaze.
Yes. I've always liked the character of Theo because he's very, like, blunt with how he feels and everything. And so, yeah, I truly appreciated that. Oh, actually, you got my Three Snaps Award one time.
Well, do tell.
Yes. It was a few months ago when Theo planted the bug, and you found it, and you were like, Theo, I know this is you. And I was like, yes, girl, you better get him.
Actually, I think you got my quote of the week last week. Didn't he get my quote of the week last week?
Yes, because you
I'm
were
trying to remember what it was.
You were going to give it to, he was going to give it to Billy.
But of course.
But...
I know,
but
sometimes Freddy's I just stop myself.
Yeah, yes,
you know,
yeah,
he's
to be
really
fair.
Funny. To I'm trying to remember. I'll have to remember because I delete it and I rewrite this week's on my notes.
Okay.
So I'll have to try and remember what it was. But I'm almost
maybe
positive.
Maybe someone will
week.
Call in and remind
yes.
us.
I remember what you said.
It'll pop up. No.
Okay.
So that's Theo and Claire.
Well, thank you. I'm glad. I'm going to go for more of those.
Yes, yes.
I'll do a little wink or a little ear tug, a Carol Burnett ear tug, and be like, Tony, you getting this?
Say something to me like, wink, wink, and I'll be like, I got you, girl. I got it.
I was hopeful, actually, with your scene, because, you know, Victor walks into a room, and I'm like, here comes my quote of the week. Like, it doesn't matter what he says. It's like
so
perfection.
Bad, right.
So when you during your scene, I was very attentive. I was like, is he going to give me something this week? He didn't, but that's okay.
Well,
with someone else this week.
We'll see what those are.
Yeah.
And then really quick, Brady, Nicole, and Eric. Eric kind of thought that Nicole had told Brady about what happened with them last week while they were on Halo 2.0, but they didn't, and so Brady's kind of getting caught up. But also, we're starting to see that Nicole sees this warm, soft side of Eric, especially with that scene with the homeless guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was a veteran who just needed a job, and even though the community center didn't need any landscaping or even have landscaping, he still gave.
He was a good crier too.
He was, because I can't cry on cue. That's why he booked the gig, because he could cry, and he looked like
I kept going, like when he walked in the room, I'm like, because there's a new face. You're like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
what's this about? And then as soon as they cut, because during the scene, I'm like, what is this about? What is my devious mind? And then they cut to that scene with Nicole in the hallway, and I went,
showing that he is not this monster,
right?
That
but she's not.
He's drama. No,
she's not.
We all know that. So I feel like there's some Eric Nicole stuff that's
gonna
happening.
Be happening.
Yes,
very observant.
Kate and Andre, Lucas has now found out that they're married.
Okay, Friday completed me. Everything that happened on Friday made up for everything else that I had to suffer through with Hope and Rafe.
Okay.
From start to finish, Friday was my everything. From Lucas finding out, from Lucas and Adrian talking about Kate and Andre, from the Kate and Andre
photo shoot.
All of Friday was my everything. It was my everything. It just like, I was like, okay, this is the days that I love.
That
this
photo shoot was such a battle of Damaris.
Yeah.
Like, Kate was trying to remain the powerful woman that
she's
she
like,
is.
She's like, you're going to pour tea. She's like,
nope.
I'm going to read the paper.
Kate was basically like,
I don't pour tea.
I'm not this like domestic woman that you're trying to paint me out to be. I'm a strong businesswoman. I don't pour tea.
Yeah. It was my everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's there. You got
see,
it.
Yeah, it was you and Victor C. It was all... Friday was everything.
Yeah.
Friday was everything.
Yeah.
Love.
I do believe my quote of the week came on Friday.
Oh, good. Well, and that was it. That was the week of days.
Yeah.
So we'll get into our segments very quickly, and then we're going to have plenty of time to dish even more with Vanessa and Freddie. All right. So here we go, y'all. It's time to start with my segment, which is Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
Oh, snap!
Here we go.
Oh, listen, three snaps. I love that.
Okay, so.
Or as I like to call it,
the
You Go Girl Award. Okay, so I battled between giving it to two people, but
Valerie or Sunny, because they were our guests.
Okay, find something.
Is it one of us? It,
I don't know. Valerie well, he doesn't tell me.
She wasn't featured.
We don't tell each other.
It goes to someone close to Valerie.
Ooh.
It goes to Abe.
Ah.
Because in Club TBD, he was there minding his own business. And then Dario asked to talk to him. And the first thing Abe says is, I've been trying to take my order and there's no one here to take it. Can you take it? And I was like, yes, Abe, you better get your food. I died because it was like in that moment, he wasn't hangry, but you can tell he was hungry.
Okay.
And he was just like, I really don't have time for what you're about to say. I just need some food. Yeah, and there's no one here to take my order. So, James Reynolds, Abe, you get Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
I'll be sure to give it to him when I see
him. Please do. Please do. Please do. And now it's time for
Mark.
There it is.
Quote of the week. Okay, so I was torn, and I literally decided it on the way here which one I'm going to go with, and I'm going to go with JJ as getting my quote of the week.
I feel like this was almost my three snaps.
This was on Friday.
Yeah.
When he finds out that Abigail married, and he's on your lunch hour. Did the ceremony come with fries? And I literally rewound and watched it like three times because I couldn't stop laughing.
Yes.
So Casey Moss gets my quote of the week.
And that has been Mark's quote of the week. And now it's time for fan of the week.
Fan of the week. I have to pull up my husband's. My husband was on a trip to Shanghai. He's a flight attendant. Mm-hmm. And he messaged me saying that one of the other flight attendants on his plane watches Days and is also a big Billy Flynn fan.
Oh, boy. Well,
so I love her already. Her name is Joni Boswell. And unfortunately, she doesn't watch Dish and Days. But I'm going to give her fan of the week and then maybe she will tune in and watch us.
She's just better.
So, Joni Boswell, United Flight Attendant, you are my fan of the week.
There we go.
Lovely.
All right.
Pays to fly the friendly skies.
All right. Let's now chat with Freddie and Vanessa.
Okay.
And we are going to take your questions, and we're going to take your phone calls. So, once Skype is up and running, we'll let you know the number so that you guys can call in. All right. So,
I noticed something as I was doing my research.
Yes.
And I thought this was pretty interesting that your characters were part of two major daytime happenings. Valerie being the first interracial relationship and Sunny being part of the first gay marriage on daytime. So I thought it was pretty fantastic that you were both here and that was your both of your characters were part of those huge
social
breakthroughs.
Exactly. How is it, Bette? Like, I'm sure for you, I mean, you weren't on the show at that point, but
I'm the third installation of that character,
right?
But it was still something that I really dug into.
And I know, I'm sure you get a lot of messages and things from the gays, as I call them,
the children,
my kids. So, what has that been like for you?
I mean, it's been a loaded question,
right?
But,
I know
the progression that we've made is what stands out the most.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to wondering how a conservative audience on daytime soap in 2011 would perceive two guys kissing, to the first love scene, to the engagement, to the wedding, to the as we progressed, and there was a point where everyone was like, kind of, we didn't know, and now it's like not even like a thing,
right?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, we've made huge steps in society from 2010 till now.
Right.
And I'm sure we've said this to you before. We've said it on the show many a times that we liked the way that Days presented Will as a gay character and him coming out and the ease of it. Like, they really took their time to, like, develop it and it wasn't just, like, a thing that was thrown at fans.
Rope.
It was something that just kind of, what'd you say?
Rope.
That's a whole different kind of
like thrown at your face? Like Rafe and Hope.
Oh, I get it. Oh, rope. I thought you meant actual rope.
No.
See, I was...
Going somewhere else with that.
Yep, you saw where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
I've always appreciated the ease. And I feel like there were moments where we thought, oh no, they're going to get rid of the gay storyline because there was so much other things happening that it kind of fell to the wayside. But now we, I mean, really love seeing you and Christopher Sean and, like, how your relationship continues to grow, and especially during the jungle scenes with him having jungle madness, you were the only person that was, like, wanting to be calming towards him and be there for him. Mm-hmm. Now, me, I would have probably said, okay, I gotta go, because I'm not gonna...
That's a little messy.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try to get killed. He already done stabbed Eli. I don't wanna be next. But it was very... It was great just to see
that relationship.
How love works. Yes, yes.
This is like, that love conquers all.
And we wanna see more. We wanna see more.
It's gonna be a love fest, I'll tell you what.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Oh, well, and speaking of, we want to teach you a few gay terms.
Okay.
To take back with you. So, for example, if something happens at Titan one day and you really want to tell Paul, and Paul is sitting in the Kyriakis mansion, you should come busting in, and the first thing you say is, girl.
Girl. A lot more
girl. G-U-R-L. Like, girl.
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 I've got some tea to tell you.
I got some tea to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not your friend tea. Tea as in...
As in, like, right. information, you know.
That's going to get put in the tea.
Right. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, yeah. So,
and he'll say, serve it up.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. So,
you need a pen?
I don't have my notebook with you.
Yeah. I'm taking copious notes, and these are some things that I actually know.
Yeah.
Yes. From my own relationship with the children, the kids.
Yes. Yes. The gays. And then, and every now and then, you gotta put in like a boo. That's good. Like, oh hey boo, how are you? Or honey, especially when you're talking to Gabby, since you and Gabby are like really close, you can be like, oh, or Miss Thang.
Oh, Miss Thang.
Oh,
it's a good one.
Yeah,
it's a good
I feel
one.
Like we haven't done any
no
nicknames.
Mm-mm. No, mm-mm. Not really.
You can call like, Gabby. Wait. Start with Gabby. Miss Thang.
Any mannerisms? Yeah, I think starting with Gabby would be cool because that's his girlfriend.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's his homegirl.
That's his boo.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Hang with us, Freddie. We got.
I'm gonna hang with him. I'm gonna hang with him.
We rub off on you.
Yeah,
we really do. And
I'm
really like,
I'm gonna go back to work. I'm gonna go, cut, cut, cut. Freddie, come here.
You are not allowed audition days anymore.
Can you imagine, like, Freddie and Camila having a scene where they're in the square and Freddie's like, "Oh, hey, girl."
Certainly you can't imagine.
I know. Oh yeah.
We would both be like,
yes! It is screaming. Listen.
And then she has to reply back, "Oh hey girl." And then it's like, "Oh my," and then they just start and I hope like we're in the back to just be like just sitting there like just like living.
I don't know if Middle America's ready for that Days of Our Lives. I don't know if they're ready for that.
But see, they could cover that in a guest character.
Yes, right, yes. Exactly.
See, rolled out.
These
rolled
are just ideas. Okay.
They can grow
don't
legs.
Feel absolutely necessary just to do them. But throw it out there. Just be glad me and Tony are not in the writing room.
Freddie be like, it says girl here.
It's spelled wrong.
How do I say that? Is it like with sass or what is this moment?
Oh shit.
And speaking of characters, Vanessa, I know for you I know you've done the Bay.
Yeah.
But this is like, correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
Your first, like, daytime soap.
Well, daytime, yeah.
This is my first daytime soap. Yeah, because you can't count Melrose Place because it was nighttime.
Yeah, it was nighttime.
It's my first daytime soap as a series regular.
Yeah. Yes.
In my coming of age in New York, I did do a little stint where I played a model. I can't even remember which show it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, like, a week-long, you know, some sort of contest or something. But that was, like, you know, an under five kind of, you know, week-long stint. This is absolutely my first, you know, commitment, and I'm loving it.
And, I mean, because you have such a... extensive resume.
Yes.
coming into this medium, how was it for you? Were you nervous going into it? Was it something like new and exciting for you? Like, because soaps go very quick.
I'm telling you, know? I'm about to tell you.
Yeah.
It was new, exciting, and terrifying.
Yeah.
Like we were talking earlier about all that doctor jargon. To come in and like, you know, you don't even have time because by the time my deal closed, because I asked at the meeting, you know, like, well, will I have, you know, time to, I know it goes fast, will I have time to have the script? And I said, yeah, you'll get the script a week in advance. Well, by the time my deal closed, it was 3 days before I had to go on and read, like, had all this like stat and stuff. Because you got to know the lines and do all this kind of doctor-y action.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was quite bananas. But then you you know after you know I felt like I was thrown right into it. I said, well, I see how you'll work around here. Can the girl hang? Can the girl sit? And I literally had my lines in a drawer. And I was like, okay, ready, set, go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. And the great thing is that they're not so like hard edge. Right. I'm like, you have to say every single word that's written. You can like get the gist out there. You know. And that was the other thing I got from watching the masters. You know, the folks who've been there forever, Marlene and all those folks. You know, just make it sing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. Let's see what they do. There we go. And now, you know, I feel like I got a little system here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you research the character of Valerie once you knew that you had booked it, just to kind of see the relationships that she had?
I didn't go back too far in the past with it. You know, I counted on
James
to catch me up, and the producers to because I knew that the stories were going forward, so I basically needed to know this. But some folks didn't even remember themselves. I was like, I think, you know. So and because as you had mentioned, this is like the third incarnation of this character.
Yeah.
She was there. She went away. She came back as another played by another actress. So I looked at all those pictures and such like that. But I was definitely just trying to get prepared to be a doctor.
Yeah.
More than anything else, and just figure out the relationships and who's who and.
Yeah,
that was the trying thing.
Yeah,
Well, but exciting and fun.
Oh, good. I think we have some phone calls. If you guys are wanting to call in, make sure you call 424-253-0749. Again, that's 424-253-0749. Now, when you call in, try to make everything brief. Make sure you have your question or comment ready, because we're going to squeeze in as many phone calls as we can, and we're going to start with this one. Hello, caller. You are on live on AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Isabel, and I'm calling from France.
Ah!
Issa!
This is, well, hopefully you're watching, because you see Mark has the mug that you sent us. He uses it every week.
Every week.
I asked about it, and they said, yes, our wonderful fan, Issa. Gave it to us,
I've stopped watching because it's not at the same time, so I'm getting lost here.
So what's your
I'm completely lost
comment?
Because the online it's not I'm not online, so
that's okay.
Well, never mind. I had a question for Freddie, if it's possible to talk to Freddie.
Yes. Of course, he's right
I'm here. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Well, my question has got nothing to do with days, but I just wanted to know if you had any plan to come to France.
I will be in France at one point. I definitely want to go travel, and I've been making my rounds, finally getting out of the country. So yeah, I would love to come to France. That's one of the spots I want to come to. I don't know a timeline on it, but I'd say within the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, it would be nice to meet you.
Yeah, you're amazing. I thank you for your support. You're awesome.
I was just there, Issa. Wow.
She don't care about you.
Sorry?
I was just there. You didn't come see
me. Yeah, I know, Mark. You went to Paris. And I've been to Paris two weeks before you.
Ah, we just missed each other.
Yeah.
Ship's
pass. Oh, no.
With a friend from Canada.
Oh, okay,
that was nice,
great.
Actually.
Nice.
Well, it would be nice to meet Freddie one day, I hope, anyway.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I plan on being to France, so that'd be awesome.
Well, sorry, I'm a bit nervous. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't even know if I'm talking right.
Oh, no.
You're talking perfectly.
You're amazing. You sound great.
You speak better than Tony.
Thanks. I left you a message, Tony, about, something you had for over a year now.
Yes,
and, you know, the gift.
And I received that message, and yes, I got it. Got
okay.
you covered. Yes.
Got you
okay,
covered.
Well, yes. Never mind. Just send me a note, and I'll know.
Okay.
Thanks anyway.
I will. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, all of you, and I love you, Freddie.
Oh, thank you.
I think you know that.
You
and hi to Vanessa. Sorry, Vanessa. Hi.
I'm enjoying your love vibration. Flowing all the way there from France to right here. I feel it.
Well, hello, all of you all. Anyway.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
A bientôt.
Have a good one. Thank you for calling in.
Abiato. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's take our next caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hi, this is Mark.
Oh, there we are. Hello, you're on live with AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Susie Morales-Smith.
Susie! Well, hey, Susie. Susie is one of our biggest fans. She's been watching this show since we started over 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
So, yes. Yeah. And she got... Look, this is like the second week in a row, Susie.
Can you believe it? After like 50 calls?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Cannot
You've broken
it.
The system.
Yes.
That's okay. I know that everybody's trying to get in, so I'll make my question very quick.
Okay.
First of all, thank you from everybody on the chat roll. We're so happy to have both of you there. You guys are phenomenal actors, so thank you so much from everybody on the chat roll. But I wanted to ask both of you, and maybe y'all can answer individually. I know that as actors, you guys are constantly learning and growing from your peers. And I was just wondering who you guys credit individually as that one person on the show that has been that inspiration and has helped you grow as an actor.
Good question.
I mean, I think for me, I've been very fortunate enough to work with pretty much everybody. We haven't worked together yet.
No, we
so
haven't.
You could be the inspiration that I've been waiting for.
I'm looking forward to it.
I cannot. No, it's funny. There's only a couple actors and actresses that I haven't worked with over the years. You know, for me, I always remember the first days being on the show because it's hard to always pick one person because we all learn from each other. Mm-hmm. But being able to work, like, Wally and Judy just took me under their wing when I very first started, and you really need that coming in. And you had a lot of experience, like you said, coming into it. This was kind of one of my first gigs, and it was really important to have them there to show me the ropes. I mean, I don't even know upstage, downstage. I sometimes still don't. I have to, like, look around and go, wait, which am I going? So, yeah, I would say them together, Wally and Judy, were a great inspiration to me just to learn from, and they've been great.
Awesome. What about you, Vanessa?
Sure, for me, mirroring what you said, Freddie, you know, everyone is so just really brilliant, and certainly the veterans who've been there, you know, I had lots of scenes, and my scene partners, right? So I had lots of scenes with Mary Beth those first weeks, and she was just such a spectacular actress on the show and to work with. So I learned a lot from her, from, of course, James Reynolds, Susan and her husband are just so fantastic. Marlena, you know, like, just the folks who I could really see what they were doing. And everyone was such a family environment. Everyone was really warm and welcoming, and they were such pros.
Yeah.
They come in, you get your work done, you get, you know, there's all these little systems in place, and which scene number. I mean, so you're really sort of really welcomed into it, and everyone's really warm and very, very helpful. And so I learned the most from the folks who've been there doing it all the time. But I love, you know, being able to be the Christmas scene, you know, where everyone comes together. I mean, those things are really, really lovely. And like you said, you're observing the whole shebang to see, okay, what we got going here. You know, because every situation, even though I've worked a lot, certainly the soap and this particular soap was a very, very different way of working. So, you know, you get to really see what's going on here.
Yeah.
And I think people individually are sometimes different to work with. Like, there's certain scenes, like when Eric Martzoff and I have to do a scene where we're angry at each other, it's kind of difficult just because him and I just, like, laugh. So it puts that pressure where there's other people, you're like, oh, I'm so happy I get to work with this person for this angry scene because that really, you know, but then if you're, like, playing around and you want to improv, like, there's just certain people that it depends on the scene as well what you can bring. Because someone like Martzoff, like, if we have a playful scene, it's like you don't even need the script. You're just like,
Everyone's different.
Everyone brings their own, like, A game in their own way or something.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's, you know, has a variety, but I'm just saying in general, everyone's got specific stuff that you take from.
Right.
I have a great time doing the comedy stuff. You know, like they let Valerie just sort of, like, you know, be playful and have a lot of fun. And I was like, yeah, more scenes like this.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, I appreciate you guys answering my question, and you guys have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you.
Tell everyone we said hi.
Send our love.
We will. Bye-bye.
Bye. And let's take this next caller that we have here. We got a lot of calls just rolling in.
Oh, nice.
Hi there. Mm-hmm. You're on live on AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Oh, hey, everybody. This is Jamel calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, Jamel from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn in the house. You know, that's where I'm from. I'm about to say, where you from?
Right.
You know, from Brooklyn, you
got
to go through all of that.
Right,
are you transplant
right.
or are you real Brooklynite?
Thank you. I was calling. I wanted to say, yeah, thank you. I'm enjoying the show tonight.
Oh, good. Jamel has been watching us for a while, too. We haven't heard from you in a while. Where you been?
Well, just live a life. That's about it.
Okay.
You're all up in his business. Well, handling
things. Well, listen, okay. This is the type of relationship we have.
Exactly.
Our
okay.
We just know yeah, we like yeah, that.
That's okay. True.
And they're all right with it.
Yeah.
All right. So where was you
yeah.
at?
Yeah. Do you I'm sorry. I was calling tonight real quick to talk to Vanessa because Vanessa, I love your work since you was on Cosby Show, Soul Food.
Thank you.
Meryl's Place, and I'm loving you with James Reynolds very much so on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. He's
yeah.
a sweetie.
Yeah, so I had a question for you about Meryl's Place in particular. I think I was watching a documentary or maybe like a little show, and it had something there, but I don't think you was a part of it. Did Meryl's Place sort of mess up a chance for you to be on Living Single when they, you know, mm-hmm. when they didn't really use your character the right way and you had the opportunity to be on Living Single?
This is the tea. Well, I'll just say
it's
this.
It's a tea moment, Freddie. It's a tea moment.
I'll just say, you know, like every role you have is your role. You're supposed to get. Mm-hmm. So what happened with Melrose Place is that I worked to the very last episode of the very first season, and then they told me, oh, yes, the show's got picked up and everything. I was there for all the celebration. And then they told me, you won't be coming back.
Mm.
So it was like, oh my God. So we started being devastated because that was like my first show here after I transplanted from Brooklyn
mm-hmm.
and got the red carpet rolled in front of me and then snatched away just mm-hmm. ever so unceremoniously. There was an opportunity to audition for all the shows that were coming down the pike for the next season. Mm-hmm. Had I known I wasn't going to have a show the next season, I could have been in the mix with the opportunity to audition for Living Single.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Erica Alexander and I would often be up for the same shows. And
I
so I
that.
Always looked at that going, I could have been. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got to be Maxine someplace else.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But again, you know, I could have gone in and they still been like, no, we want Erica. Thank you. So, but I always felt like that was a great show that it would have been marvelous to audition for and have the opportunity to book that or something else
mm-hmm.
that would have been on it had I known they wasn't going to be inviting me back to the party of Melrose Place. But, you know, I should have known. Because there was lots of people got fired from that show from before we started, during it, my roommate on the show. It was tricky. I mean, they were trying to find their direction, and they, you know, there were no writers that looked like me, so they didn't know what to do. And again, this middle America was very interesting about who was going to be sleeping with who. So when they decided to go in that direction of bed hopping and lots of, you know, more like the 90210 sort of trajectory, and more and less like the 30 something, because you know that's how it was pitched that Melrose Place was going to be like about early 20s angst and who are we and you know the kinds of stuff that we did that first season
right.
mm-hmm. and they're like, you know, we're gonna do what we know what how to do and make mm-hmm. it a soap
opera.
So,
oh wow. Yes. Well, you know what, I really, you look fabulous. You're a beautiful lady. I'm loving how you look tonight. And I hope that maybe they do a spotlight, because I would ask you questions about Michael Jamal Warner, Rockman Dunbar. I'd ask you about Bill Cosby.
Why don't you write on it and ask them to do a spotlight? We can cover all of that, Jamal.
I
you make sure you come through.
But, you know,
okay.
But I think they made a mistake with you and Meryl Space, because I think that if you would have went further, I think you probably could have been a schemer too. You
they
probably could have been just a schemer as other of them,
exactly.
And you would have worked real good on that. I think they missed the opportunity. I really think so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. Thank you for that, darling.
Yes. Well, thank you for always calling in and being so supportive, Jamel. We always appreciate you.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right.
Follow me on
Instagrams and the Twitter.
We can talk more. I appreciate that, Jamel. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jamel.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Speaking of the Cosby Show, I think that's one of my very first like memories of you and being like the actress and being so into it, and she was like, and in the flame, I was like yes. and then you and for me, I would just always watch things and I'd be like, oh, I know her, oh, there she is again, oh, there she is again, oh, I know her. And you would just always pop up.
Yes, I wanted to keep it positive.
And you did. And
now,
you
on
did.
The Cosby Show, it was really interesting. You know, I got to do two different characters.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, a couple of episodes in each as each character. So that was, like, the great thing. It was really, like, an ensemble kind of, you know, situation where you could go on. The writers and Mr. C, as he was called then, you know, was, like, they were very... good about that, like, yeah. Saying, oh yeah, this audience will suspend their disbelief. Yeah, you're right. This character, you know. So it was. Really
I feel like
great.
That you. When I watch old shows, I feel like that happened a lot more. I feel like today, it's
not
like
so much.
Not
so
much.
Except
on
the soaps.
Soaps, sure. Yes. And like Law and Order SVU, because they've all been recycled through there multiple times. But I was watching, like, Golden Girls, of course. But, like, a lot of them come back as different characters and stuff. And you're like, wait, didn't she play the sister? Yeah, but it's like, whatever.
You didn't also do 90210 too, did you?
No, but there was that crossover in the the first episodes, the pilot episodes, where the 902 character came over. That's how they sort of introduced
right.
Because
right,
I was
right,
going to say that's the one thing maybe you and Freddie have in common, because I remember Freddie from 90210.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
The reboot.
Yeah.
Oh, the reboot. I thought I should have been on the reboot too.
Yeah. See, you and I are alike, because we watch shows and we're like, you know what? I'm just going to write myself in to the show. That's how I feel too.
I met with those guys, because the production of the office, the studio where you guys, it was like in Oxnard or something like that, somewhere in the valley, and I remember being close to get to, and so I had a meeting with them, but then you know, they were, I guess, again, like, trying to find the show, and so they had lots of people to take care of, so they didn't necessarily want to have Rhonda come.
Mine was kind
of
like yours too. I finished up the show, I finished the season dating somebody on the show happily, and it ended. I go, oh, I'm in this is series regular for sure.
Yeah.
Never heard anything, and then I don't even know how they wrote me out, but
did
I'm glad
have
I took
a season
days.
Two?
I was in season three, and it was season four that they didn't have me come in, but I actually booked days 3 weeks after that, so I remember going like, you know, are they going to call? Are we going to do this? But then I loved having the lead and the contract and like this monumental role for days. I was like, I'm going to do this, and but yeah, now I never called, but it was just crazy how they just like.
They never called me.
It's
either.
A business decision. Yeah, right. It ain't personal.
Oh, I know.
We take it ever so personally. Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, actors really build.
But like you said, it all works out for like the roles we're supposed to get. Because if they would have already brought me on, then I wouldn't have days. And days has been a huge part of my life, 7 years. And, you know, it's just like, it's crazy.
And it was like, 90210 was like prep work for playing Sonny, because both characters were gay. Which I loved what they were doing with you in 90210, and and it was kind of the same scenario, because that character ended up coming out as well. And
they just didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
And who am I to say what right. You know, they're the huge show. But it was very quick.
It was very
like
quick.
It was. People were very upset that it wasn't like. Wait, they're already
dating? That was a nighttime. But the nighttime ones, I feel like they have to move a lot quicker because you have to. But I hear what you're saying.
All right, well, we have another caller. Let's take a few more, and then we may have to wrap things up. Oh, it goes so quick. Let's take it. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days. What's your name, and where are you calling from? Hello? Hello, caller?
Hello, this is Mark.
Oh, well, maybe she's not there. Let's take this one.
The next caller.
Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
I wonder if it's.
I hear some like background.
Yeah,
talk.
I feel like I hear
like
background stuff too.
I think it might be the engineer.
The feed.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I say I have a question from the chat room that a couple of people were asking. Freddie, they want to know about how your workouts are going.
Oh yes,
workouts are going well. not as well. No, I've been good on the diet. I haven't been in the gym, but I have been like running.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna hit it really soon and get back into the bulking phase of getting some more muscle.
Right.
So because I was in the gym like every day. I think I saw Tony there a bunch too.
Yeah. We run into each other at the same gym.
Yeah.
Like that's during my time where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm in it. I saw Freddie. He's doing it. Like I'm in it. And then. What had happened
Fourth
was
of July.
Then Mark shows up with pizza rolls.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, I can just wait.
A bad influence.
Yeah,
in the summer,
yeah.
It's always good to go jogging because I love getting a tan while you run.
Yeah,
you know, like you do whatever. So.
Well, the tan part for me, it's already being neon. Yeah, it's just always there. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
But you need your vitamin D.
I do. I do need my vitamin D. I do. Let's see if we can take this caller. We'll take two more and then we'll wrap everything up. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Dave from Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Hi, Dave. Dave, is this your first time calling in?
Second.
Second. Oh, okay. I wondered. I couldn't tell. I felt like we might have had this conversation before, and we did. So, Dave, what's your question or comment for Vanessa and Freddie?
Well, I had a comment and a question. First of all, I'd like to say kudos to Freddie for the progression of his character from when he first started on Days. I mean, God, he went from a barista to the head of Titan, so he's done remarkably well.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Dave.
Hashtag goals.
Okay. American dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My question is brief. I know that Freddie's going to be in Colorado Springs, soon. But I was just wondering if there was any other dates that were scheduled. I know a few months ago you said you were planning some itinerary for some, areas around the country to appear at, and I was just wondering if anything's been finalized yet.
The one that's finalized is the Colorado one. We were going to do a little tour, and it just didn't end up working out schedule-wise and for many other reasons. So as of right now, Colorado, I will be at in September. But that's the only one that's on the books right now, Dave.
Oh, okay. All right, then. So, well, like I said, hello to Vanessa and Mark and Tony and Freddie. So you guys have a great evening.
Thank you, Dave. You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll take this last caller before we give you guys some news and gossip. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, this is Mark.
Neil, let's try this one then. This last one.
There we go.
Hello. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
I think it's our Skype.
Maybe. Okay. Well, that's it for calls. Let's get into some quick news and gossip before we have to move on to the next thing.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So, some very quick news and gossip. I read earlier this week that...
Some tea?
Yeah.
I'm wondering, when I read this, I was like, is that Daquan?
No. also, Freddie, like, whenever you really have good tea, you can use, like, one hand to be like, okay... Girl, Paul, like, let me tell you the good, like, you know, there's this hand movement thing. But
okay.
You'll figure it out.
You'll have to study that a little bit. Yeah. You don't just pick that up right quick. That requires a little bit of practice.
Yeah. That's when
just
you
watch
like,
a couple episodes of Dish and
Days. Yes.
Without a doubt.
So I saw this earlier this week on TMZ that Allison Sweeney, who we all know that plays Sammy Brady, she won a restraining order against an internet troll that has been like.
I think it's Daquan.
No, it's not Daquan. but the full story can be seen on TMZ, so take a look at that. And congrats for her for winning that restraining order. I know that being in the positions that you and Freddie are in can be a little dangerous, especially with fans and things like that. So
Daquan just wrote, I just heard my name. What did Mark say?
Oh, God. So fans, stay cool. Don't be trying to
do
too much.
Passion, love, but just
But crazy. But cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs is a different thing.
Leave that to me. And
yes. Okay. Also, I saw Mark Hapka, who played Nathan Horton. He now stars in a new digital series called Rounds, and that is shown on the Black Pill app, which you can download at your Apple Store or Google Play. So make sure you do that. Oh, Mark is in the chat. I'll just go through all these, Mark.
Go ahead.
All right, and special shout out to Jen Lilly. You know that she's a huge friend of the show here. She has been working a lot. She has been putting on her Instagram that she has just been working and booking, and she is currently working on 3 movies, including one, which includes Lindsay Hartley, who used to play Ariana.
Yep.
So make sure you're on the lookout for that. Casey Diedrich, who used to play Chad Damara.
Which is now being played by
Billy Flynn.
Mm-hmm. The one and only.
The one and only.
There was another Chad?
Yes, Casey Diedrich. According to our notes.
According to the notes. So Casey begins...
It was a blackout. I don't remember those years.
I don't remember a thing. Casey begins his stint on the final season of MTV's Teen Wolf, and you can catch that on July 30th. And now I'm going to cut this over to Mark.
So on the 4th of July, which was my 4-year wedding anniversary, my husband and I went to Vegas, and I saw there was a post that Eric was doing this legend show in Vegas. Mm-hmm. So I just tweeted him and I said, hey, because we were looking for something to do, but all the shows seemed to be like off because of the holiday. So I said, well, maybe he's performing on the 4th or the 5th. So I tweeted him and then he messaged me. He said, yeah, I'm on the 5th. And I was like, perfect. Send me the link. I'm going to get tickets. And so kind, Eric got me and my husband tickets to the show. And amazing seats, but I videotaped his performance. So if you want to start around 1:45, and pay attention because he points to me in the audience in this clip. That's why I chose this clip. When he comes to that front of the stage, you'll see. There it is. Watch these hips. Watch these hips. There he goes. It was fantastic. It was a great show.
Okay.
And then that's me right there.
There it is. Nice. Yay. He was introducing Elvis, obviously. Oh, but he did a great job. Thank you again for the tickets. We had an amazing time. It was so much fun.
Yay. And if you guys want to check it out, if you're in Vegas, he's hosting until July 15th. Yeah. Make sure you go to Legends in Concert to get your tickets ASAP.
I can't guarantee that he'll get you guys in like he did for me.
Such a
superstar. Or that he'll point to you.
Such, and actually, when they were taking me and the usher, I handed him the tickets and we were halfway through and he stopped and he went, best seats in the house. And I was like, oh, thanks, Eric.
So fancy.
So it was fun. It was fun.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is it.
You don't want to talk about Boston?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm hosting in Boston. So if you guys would like to meet me and some of your favorite Days of Our Lives star, I will be in Boston August 26th with dual coast events. Also, Rob Wilson, Billy Flynn, Eric Martsoff, James Reynolds, Judy Evans, and Vincent Irizarry will be there as well. Go to dualcoastevents.com for your ticket information and come meet all of us and me.
Well, not all of us.
Okay, I know. I did want to talk about the other little show that I'm doing.
Yes,
yes.
On Freeform Television. It was formerly ABC Family.
Right. Yes.
It's a wonderful show showing the lovely Bella Thorne.
Yes.
And it's called Famous in Love.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I play Ida Turner, who is the mom manager of the wonderful Pepe Sanoga,
okay,
who is playing Tangi. And it's great. It's really, you know, like, it's a very Melrose Place kind of, like, 20-something. Mm-hmm. But they're in Hollywood, and they're becoming young and famous and falling in love.
So, and also...
so you can download the whole thing and binge watch. And
ex-Daniel Jonas, Sean Christian, is in that show as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. Sean Christian.
Look at all these days connections that are happening.
3 to 2 mm-hmm. degrees of separation.
Now, and before we head out, Freddie, because we know that you do a lot, because if you don't follow Freddie on Instagram,
you should,
because you'll get a daily dose. What's up the pike for you?
I mean, a lot of stuff that I will be putting out. It's all outside the entertainment industry. But that's been my main focus. Of course, my fitness. We have a podcast starting, real estate, a couple new businesses, and then our online marketing business we've been doing for 3.5-4 years now.
Yes.
It brings us traveling around a lot. We just got back from Bangkok, and mm-hmm. so we've been traveling a lot. So life is good, and it's just nice to be able to give back and get out there and do some fun stuff. So I'll be keeping people up to date. You know,
please do.
I always like to tease, but I like to deliver when it's actually happening.
Right.
A lot of things are like, it's like saying, you know, so once
people
things
are pad so much yes. around and they're right. in this town. So it's
yeah.
like,
so it's like once it's, once the new stuff's official, I will let everyone know, especially the podcast and everything like that coming.
Well, let nice. Us know too. So that way we can let yeah. fans know as well. If you guys ever have stuff coming up and you want us to share, let us know.
Please let us
we'll
know.
We'll do that.
Sure, yeah. sure.
You two are the best.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate really that. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Before we head out, let's find out where you can find them on the social media platforms, starting with Mark.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorraineLove.
Hi, Freddie Smith, but you probably know that from the interview. Instagram, FMSmith319. That's a good place to have me. I've been very bad to Twitter.
You know, okay. You can send your Instagrams to Twitter. Twitter.
Yeah.
That'll be a way to keep that
to
active,
keep it
too.
Going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will do that.
And I'm
that.
Vanessa Williams, which you probably gathered from this interview. Right. And I am the letter M, Vanessa Williams, on Twitter and on Instagram.
Yes.
And on Twitter, it's @Nessa Williams.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, there. Yes. And make sure you follow all of them. And you can follow me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com. And don't forget to add Dishin' Days on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter @_DishinDays, although the ad is implied. Thank you guys so much. We will see you next Sunday for another wonderful week recap of next week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.